This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
I think one of the first things I said after the verdict was read the other day in the trial of Alec Murdaugh, that this is far from over. We're going to continue to learn more and more and more about the twisted world of Alec Murdaugh. And, well, the floodgates have opened, kids. There is so much that is pouring out from many people. Things that actually have been reported somewhat in the past, now going into greater detail. And things that none of us have heard of at all before. But I guess when you look at the character of an individual, you kind of suspect, I'm not too surprised that this person went down this road or that road, considering what we know about them. So obviously, we've established Alec Murdaugh's not a great guy. Once that prominent, successful attorney, Alec Murdaugh, sentenced to life in prison for the brutal murder of his son and wife. But as it turns out, the 54-year-old disbarred lawyer had a dark and twisted past that involved allegations of sexual assault and violence. Yeah. Anyone surprised? Anyone? And we're talking about where some money went here, too. There's some missing money. In August of 2022, former stripper Lindsay Edwards came forward with a harrowing tale of abuse at the hands of Alec Murdaugh. Speaking exclusively with Fitz News, Lindsay described how she was trafficked to Murdaugh and was savagely beaten and raped by him. Allegations, she states the following: I was violently choked with both hands, like being pinned down to the bed in a way by my throat. And it was to the point where I could not breathe, Lindsay told Will Folks, the founder of Fit News. I was blacking out. I was seeing spots. I was seeing stars. I was beating and scratching on his wrist as much as possible to get him to stop, because I thought at that moment I was going to die. That's not a pleasant sexual encounter of any kind, obviously. That's the kind that one only has with a very perverse predator-type human being. As it all began in 2014 when Lindsay started working for a woman who promised her work as a dancer at private parties. But at her first appointment, she was told that she would have to service the clients. And when she tried to back out, a bodyguard allegedly threatened to kill her and her daughter if she refused. Lindsay was then trafficked to a beach house at the Isle of Palms for a guy's weekend, where she met Murdaugh for the first time. Because, yeah, all those guys' weekends, I guess when you're Alec Murdaugh and you got the kind of money that he allegedly once had, I guess things are a little more off the beaten path of normal for a guy's weekend. A normal guy's weekend's like, hey, let's go golfing. Let's go, hang out here or there, have some drinks. And then, you know, if you're in that age bracket, you probably go to bed around like 10, 11 at night. Because you're kidding, it's not easy to stay up anymore. Not with Murdaugh. He was very nice and everything like that, and very gentlemanly like at first, Lindsay said. When it came time to actually have to service him, my expectations were still pretty high. But Murdaugh's demeanor quickly changed, and Lindsay described how she was beaten, choked, and violently penetrated by him. Over the next few weeks, Lindsay was forced to see Murdaugh again, but she managed to escape and flee in an Uber. However, her captors found her and forcibly took her to see Murdaugh, who subjected her to even more abuse, allegedly. Lindsay said that Murdaugh was the only client that her madam allowed to physically abuse her, and that she had serviced many powerful and influential men, including mayors, judges, and CEOs. Despite the horrifying allegations against Murdaugh, he has not been charged with any crimes related to sex trafficking or sexual assaults. Giant pause there for a purpose. Yet, the South Carolina Attorney General's office declined to comment on the allegations, stating that there were no charges against him at this time. Fitz News was also able to corroborate the story of Lindsay's claims, including the identity of other guests who were present at the beach house where she first met Murdaugh. Lead prosecutor Creighton Waters was said to have had some explosive potential dirt on Murdaugh that he chose not to use at trial. It's unclear if Lindsay's allegations were part of that information, though. Murdaugh's attorneys did not respond to requests for comment despite the shocking allegations against him. Murdaugh was only sentenced to life in prison for the murders of his son and wife. Okay, well, that's, you know. But for Lindsay and the many others who've suffered at his hands, the scars of his violence, they're not going away just because Alex is in jail. That's there for life. The violence in him has always been there, Lindsay said, months before Murdaugh's conviction. I hope, honestly, he rots in jail. Death penalty would be nice. But I feel like that's an easy way out. He can spend the rest of his life in jail and die in jail.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
What twist and turn is this all going to take next? It'd start like a bracket or something. Murdaugh Madness. What's going to come out next? You want to weigh in on this story? You can certainly do so. We got a phone number for you. You can call it 24/7 and give us your thoughts. It's 888-554-5537. 888-5-KILLER to weigh in. We'd love to get your voice on the air to be heard. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.